This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z. I'm Matt Fonslow, and we are the diamonds that choose to stay coal. That and more after a word from our sponsors, Knapp Auto Tech Training and Pico Technology. So, are you looking for the right training provider that offers cutting-edge courses to hone your automotive skills? Well, let Knapp Auto Tech take you to the next level. Go to knappautotech.com for more details about classes near you. Are you chasing elusive automotive problems? Pico Technology empowers you to see what's really happening. Pinpoint faults in sensors, wiring, and components with unmatched accuracy. PicoScope oscilloscopes transform your diagnostic capabilities. Visit PicoAuto.com, that's PicoAuto.com, and revolutionize your diagnostics today.
That was actually a lyric. It sounded somewhat Christmassy, but that's a song lyric from a band called Parkway Drive. That's kind of the subject I want to talk about, of all things. If you're not familiar, Parkway Drive is a metalcore band out of Australia, and their popularity is, I guess, arguably fairly new, but they're not a new band by any means. I think they're formed in the early 2000s, 02, 03, 04, something like that. The reason I bring them up is they have a story I adore. I adore this story. They're touring with Killswitch Engage. Killswitch Engage is my favorite band, I think, by far. I don't think anyone approaches them in my mind. Since they're a metalcore band, typically metalcore music has heavy guitars and drums, like just metal. But the lyrics, or vocals, I should say, most of the time in metalcore, you have the screaming, guttural Cookie Monster vocals along with clean. And I really, really like that back and forth, that bouncing. Some bands have a dedicated clean vocalist and a dedicated screamer or Cookie Monster vocalist. And then some of them can do both. You know, Slipknot, as they evolved from nu metal and got into arguably more metalcore, the back and forth clean and screaming is Corey Taylor. Killswitch Engage started out with Jesse, then Jesse had to leave, and who I think is the best male vocalist in music, Howard Jones, comes in with them, takes them to their highest of highs, and then parts ways, and they get Jesse back. They do both the screaming and the clean vocals. So Parkway Drive's touring with them, and they're working on their new album, and Adam D of Killswitch Engage, and they call him Adam D because really nobody can pronounce his last name, stops by the recording studio, and they've been working their tails off on these songs where they're trying to do the Cookie Monster, the screaming, which Parkway Drive, for the most part up to that point, was all screaming. There was no clean vocals. Very, very minimal clean vocals. They're trying to do the back and forth. They're trying to do clean and scream. It's not working. They're listening to the just recording after recording, version after version, and cringing. And Adam's sitting there and he's listening to them, and he looks around the room and he goes, "What if you guys are just the metalcore band that doesn't have clean or just screams?" They take his advice, re-record all screaming like they've been doing, and eventually they hit, right? They have songs like Glitch and Sacred, many, many more, but I mean, they go on to fame. And to be honest, I don't think they're a bigger band than Killswitch, but during the Summer of Loud tour, they were the headliners, or I guess there's a lot of headliners. They had co-headlining, I guess, but they closed the show. They closed the show for Killswitch Engage. That could have been a choice by the band. They didn't want to go on last. I don't know. It wasn't that late, but that just goes to show you how big they got, and big enough to go on that tour with Killswitch Engage. with Devil Wears Prada, with I Prevail, with, I mean, just Beartooth, they get to close the show. And they thank Adam D for helping them realize that they weren't ready, or they just, for all the effort, all the passion, all the desire, all the hard work, they couldn't do it. They couldn't make it work. It didn't sound right. It didn't sound good. And so I'm listening to this, just smiling, because one, I'm just a big fan of Killswitch Engage and Adam D. I think he's hilarious, as well as extremely thoughtful, knowledgeable. And I really like Parkway Drive. They're probably not in my top five, but they're probably in my top 10, towards the bottom of that top 10 favorite bands, and I really like their music. And I love that for all the technology, all of this desire, all of the hard work, it didn't work. And so they shift gears. And yeah, they go with what got them there, wildly successful. How many times do we see that? And we can take something from that.
NAPA Auto Tech training sessions are being conducted day and night in a town near you. This training caters to every level within your organization, be it a mechanical assistant, a mechanical specialist, a technology specialist, or a driver safety calibration specialist. Imagine a one-stop shop training partner in NAPA Auto Tech that will lead your team to a path to greatness. Auto Tech's entry-level Build-A-Tech classes convert the untapped potential of your new hires into money-making mechanical specialists. Auto Tech's higher-level tech update classes introduce specialists to the world of ever-changing technologies, which prevents your shop from getting technologically stagnant. Remember, if you're not moving forward, you're falling behind. And, turning to the front of the store, the Auto Tech Service Advisor class is an awesome way to hone your client advocate skill set, ultimately benefiting the customer through an improved vehicle repair experience. But it doesn't stop there. Imagine an electric vehicle class that takes your specialist well past the mundane, yet necessary, safety topics. Well, it's here. Auto Tech's EV Ready Training is a week-long curriculum that takes participants through a hands-on experience involving hybrids and electric vehicles. The session kicks off with the use of PPE and proper tooling, while touching on required OSHA regulations. Then, the students dive into the lab vehicles to gain knowledge of the common high-voltage components on EV and hybrid vehicles, and their function. Attendees will be taken on a path exposing them to different electric vehicle manufacturers to compare component form and location. Additionally, information about Level 1 and Level 2 charging systems will be included, along with a quick look at DC to DC charging. The operation and maintenance of subsystems are explored, including the different modes of Tesla operations, and so much more. So what are you waiting for? Commit to taking your business to the next level with NAPA Auto Tech Training. Electric and hybrid vehicles are here, and with them, a new era of diagnostics. Don't get left behind. Pico Technologies EV diagnostic kits are your all-in-one solution to safely and efficiently service any electric or hybrid vehicle. From comprehensive high-voltage system analysis and insulation testing to guided step-by-step procedures, Pico puts the power of confident repairs right at your fingertips. Future-proof your shop, boost your efficiency, and become the go-to expert for the next generation of cars. Visit PicoAuto.com today. That's PicoAuto.com. I think the most obvious thing is, from a shop perspective, is maybe we're not the shop to do everything. Maybe we're not the shop to work on Euro cars. Maybe we're not the shop to work on domestic cars. Maybe we're not the shop to do heavy diagnostics. Maybe we're not the shop to do undercar. Why would that be such a bad thing? Why wouldn't that be, let's go with what we have. Let's go with the skills we have. Like, I can buy all these tools. I can buy all this equipment. I can buy all this information, but maybe my personnel, and it's not a knock. Like, I'm not running anybody into the ground. If I was in a two-man shop, you would not want me, nor would I care to do much for R&R work. I don't like it, and I'm terrible at it. So you go with the talent you have, or I suppose you start changing up your talent. And I don't know about you, but the struggle is real, finding the skill sets we need, even if they're specialized. Just finding really good mechanical specialists. Take it apart, put it back together. I don't need you to diagnose anything.
we'll help you figure out what's wrong with it. I just need you to be able to very productively take it apart, put it back together. It's hard to find. And then technical specialists, like, you know what? I don't need you to do engines and transmissions. I don't need you to do the timing chain. I need you to figure it out that it absolutely needs these parts. That's what I need. That's hard to find. What if we looked at that and said, maybe we're just not this shop. Maybe that's just not for us yet. We can always maybe add somebody down the road, or over time and practice and experience, the group I have, the crew I have, evolves, grows into that ability, adds that. I just found that fascinating. I mean, even we could see it in other things with sports, right? I think way back when to what, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What if we just don't pass the ball very much? We don't have that really stellar quarterback. We don't have this really great receiver corps, but I got two running backs, one who can just pound the ball. I think it was Mike Alstott. And then I got a speedy running back. Let's just do that. And they did that all the way to a Super Bowl. So, and very stingy defense, don't get me wrong. And why not? Or just as an individual, looking at me, like, I'm not going to be the R&R guy. It's just, I suppose for me, there's not a lot of passion of it in it. So what's a better example? Something that I really do care about. I'm probably never going to be like a mass productive module repair tech. Like, I probably am never going to really be able to just have people mail me modules and I will fix them or clone them or whatever it is. It's probably never going to happen. But I have these other things I'm okay at, and I could stay busy with all of it. What's wrong with that? Maybe I have to check my ego a little bit. Maybe it's got to be like, well, okay, I'm probably not going to happen. Or if it is, it's down the road and I have to keep working at it. Maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. So yeah, I love that story. It really struck me. And I think it's so true that sometimes we just want to do everything. We want to fit whatever that genre is and be all of the things. And we don't have to be. In some cases, drilling down and focusing on what we're really good at is the better move. Or as I said in a earlier podcast this year, even reverse benchmarking, figuring out what everyone else is not so good at and building my skills or my crew, my team, my business around what everyone else doesn't do very well. And I do that extremely well. I don't know. Food for thought. Otherwise, if anything, introduce you to a pretty good band, Parkway Drive. Check them out on your favorite listening app. And speaking of listening apps, that's a really, really terrible segue, isn't it? I have no shame. No, I'm just kidding. It's a good app. The Auto Repair Podcast Network app, that I get it. I'm under their umbrella. I get it. I'm friends with Tracy and Carm. Yeah. I can be very unbiased, I think, and on the level, the app's really good. They worked really hard on it. I think it was the better part of 2 years to get it developed. It shows. You can watch video on it. You can just listen to it. You can favorite things. You can share it. It works really well. So you can find that in Google Play or the App Store. I recommend it. And then you can check out all the other offerings from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network, including what's his name's, Sean's brother, Craig O'Neill. Speak Up. It is pretty good. I mean, you know, for Craig. Anyways, I will leave you at that. This should come out just before the new year. So happy new year, and hopefully 2026 is as good or better than your 2025, depending on how you felt about it. Until then, take care.
You've been listening to Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z with Matt Fonslow on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want Matt to cover a specific topic? Check the show notes for his email. Your input matters.